It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
30 minutes after 12, it's time for us to get into our Ask a Pastor segment. Remember, the segment is meant for you to understand. The segment is meant for you to ask the questions so that you can understand, and that's why we don't let people like me give you the answers. We go and find actual pastors who are going to give you the answer. And that's why we do have, once again, for the last time this week, Pastor Pulo Tapelo, who's going to be answering our question for today. Why does Christianity historically seem to have been used to justify violence and oppression? Why does Christianity historically seem to have been used to justify violence and oppression? Mfundis, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. You heard the question. Why does Christianity historically seem to have been used to justify violence and oppression?
Yeah. It's another difficult one. I think it's the most difficult of them all.
You think so?
But to answer the question, I would say maybe it's because Christians are not that much concerned with the life here on earth, and they concentrate much on what they will receive, and in that they end up forgetting that they have to live a good life here, though they are looking for a better life. And that has been taken, that people have taken advantage of that, and they have made it a point that they oppress those who are Christians, because Christianity teaches you that though you suffer here, you're going to have a good life in the future. But it's very unfortunate. That shouldn't be the case. Christians should know that though we are looking forward to a good world that will come, they should know that they shouldn't entertain any form of oppression or abuse in the current life. And if there is any form of oppression and abuse, I encourage my Christian friend to report it so that the laws of the land now can take its course.
Are you agreeing, Mfundis, that the Christianity has been used historically to justify violence and oppression?
Yeah, that is why one of the, I don't know, who is that? It's Karl Marx. Karl Marx ended up saying Christianity is an opium of the people.
No, it's more like Marx said it's religion which is the opium.
Yeah, religion is an opium of the people. I think religion, even Christianity, has been used that way. When people want, it's very unfortunate when people want to take your land, when they want to get your things, they come and give you the Bible while you are singing there, looking forward to walk on that golden street. They are busy getting your gold here. No, so that shouldn't be the case. It's very unfortunate that was something that we went through. But I believe Christians nowadays should rise up and know that they should stand against any form of injustice.
So I suspect we may be talking about two different things, Mfundis. This person who's asking this question is talking about violence and oppression. You're speaking about docility and being under the influence of opium or opiate.
Yeah.
And which are two different things. Here, he's not talking about people who are docile, people who are calm and peaceful and latent and pacifist. He's talking about violence that has been visited on people, and people commit violence and they oppress people. They make people slaves. They make people kafirs and so forth. All in the name of God allows me to. We have seen this in the Bible as well. We've seen God instructing Saul to kill and visit upon the Amalekites a genocide of catastrophic proportions. And that's what Israel is doing right now in Gaza. They are saying they are doing what was supposed to be done to Amalek. So again, I ask. Is this true?
It has some truth in it, because when you can't just ignore the history of violence that has been there, and all this is because people have been taking advantage of what Christianity teaches. Christianity teaches people to be of good character. If someone slaps you, give them the other cheek. And people have been taking advantage of that. And maybe it's because of the Christian values. That is why the oppressors and those who are violent have found it easy. Because even in Christianity, to just hold a gun and say we are protecting yourself, it's not something that can be entertained. Some people will say, no, our Lord will fight for us. Our Lord will free us. Of course, our Lord will free us. And of course, our Lord is going to save us. But I still say that shouldn't be the case. We should allow the law in this time to take its course. And we shouldn't be going through what Christians of old have gone through.
Okay. And God allowed this, Mfundisi? If you're saying it's true, God allows people to misuse his faith, his religion, his belief systems, his teachings. God watches people while they're abusing other people, also abusing the scriptures.
Well, when you read Daniel 7, when you see the little horn power, we are told that God gave, they were given to his hands for a time and half a time. So there was that period when God, when it looked like the devil was winning, and when it looked like Christianity was failing, but eventually God came and we are here now, and we are freely reading the scripture. We are looking forward to him now fighting for us and freeing us from this world. So it is true. God allowed it in the past, but I believe, like the scripture say, all things work for good for them that trust and believe in God.
So God is okay with people misusing his word?
He's not okay.
But he let it happen. He allowed it for times and times and half a time.
Yeah, God, to a certain extent, God, when the devil thinks that he's using this to finish us and make us deny God, it ends up working into the favor of God. You'll see.
So God is using.
God who says, Nebuchadnezzar is my servant.
Yes.
Same God. Same Nebuchadnezzar who took the Israelites into captivity for over 8 years. And God says, he's my servant. We can't really understand how God operates. He does his things in a mysterious way.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.